Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. This is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Helping families and birth moms grow through the adoption process is important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so we're really glad that you're listening in today, and we do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. We are super excited to be now full-fledged into the month of November for National Adoption Awareness Month, and this month we are taking a little bit of time here on Adoption Focus Podcast to pay tribute to the brave, selfless, loving women, birth mothers, who make such a life-giving and a life-altering decision is to place their children for adoption. And we are talking about adoption issues that are important to birth mothers. And today, I am pleased to welcome to our show Stephanie. And Stephanie, you are on the line.
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us today, and we're going to talk about choosing adoption and making a plan and what that experience was like for you and, you know, kind of where you're at now and how you've processed through that period of time. Stephanie, I know that it was 13 years ago that you were faced with an unplanned pregnancy and you were shocked and scared. And when someone brought up adoption, you weren't so happy about that initially. Is that right?
That's correct.
Your initial response was not so great.
No. it was pretty much hell no.
There was not even a consideration, but over time, your thoughts began to change about that. So can you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, my parents had brought up the adoption thing. They actually called Adoption Associates, and Paula came out and talked to me. And I started warming up a little bit to it then. And I believe it was after that, actually, that I found out that I was carrying twins.
Twins, wow.
So I actually argued with the ultrasound tech. And kept telling her, no, that there weren't two.
And that didn't change the fact that there were two, right?
No, it did not. But after that's what... Sorry.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. No, it's okay. I wanted to see if you could talk about the emotional part of it, what you can share with our listeners about making this choice for adoption. And obviously, you needed some time to come to terms with the idea of adoption because your initial response, you said you were so scared. And so I want to kind of explore this with you a little bit, what your thought process was like, how you were feeling emotionally.
Scared, especially once I found out that I was going to have two.
Yeah.
Just the thought of, you know, raising one by myself was daunting. And then to be faced with two of them, it just kind of came slowly. Like, I'm not going to be able to give them everything that I want to give them. I'm not going to be able to give them a mother and a father and a loving, stable home and everything they need to survive and thrive and be happy.
Mm-hmm. And those were things that were important to you, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and it took time. I mean, obviously you didn't wake up one day and say, this is the day. It sounds like it was a really gradual process of you coming to terms with the fact that you believed adoption was in the best interest of your children. How did you come to that decision, and what were there, was there anything, or was it just education in general, being kind of educated and learning about what adoption would mean for you? What was the turning point?
That was part of it. And like I said, part of it was just coming to the realization that I wasn't going to be able to provide everything that they needed and to give them the best life that I wanted them to have.
So once you made the decision to make an adoption plan, what happened next?
I started going through profiles.
So you had already met with Paula, with Adoption Associates.
Correct.
And so you were ready to move forward, and your next step was picking a family. Let's talk about that. How was that process for you?
Very daunting. I just remember thinking, how am I supposed to know who to choose just looking at pictures and some words on a piece of paper? But surprisingly, I was just going through them, and this one just kind of popped out at me, and I kept going back to it and back to it, and finally I said, I want to meet these people.
Well, you know, what you mentioned there is an important point, because a lot of women feel that way. Like, how could I choose a family from paper, or, you know, from these words and these photos? But Stephanie, you did just that, and you didn't feel like you were settling in your decision. What information did you gather reading through those profiles as you went through it that enabled you to choose the particular family that you did?
I don't even really remember if there were specific things. Some of the things they had put in there about, you know, raising them together. I mean, that was my biggest thing. I was not going to have them separated. And just knowing that they had been in a loving relationship for so many years, and they were happy and stable, and, you know, they couldn't wait to bring a little baby home.
What things did you worry about as you began putting together your adoption plan?
Probably the biggest one was I chose semi-open. So I think I was worried at first if they were going to follow through on their end, if I was really going to get the pictures and letters when we had, you know, the arrangement that we had set up the first year was like every 3 months, and then now it's just every year right around their birthday.
So you were about them following through.
I'm sorry?
I said, so you were worried about that didn't become an issue for you. Did it take you just beginning to receive those on that schedule that was agreed upon before you realized, or was it before that time? At what point did you say, hey, I don't think I need to be worried about this anymore?
Probably after the first few set of pictures and letters came in, and I mean, she's still very thorough. I mean, I knew when they ate their first bite of cereal to, you know, how much they weighed at every doctor's appointment. And
What did that mean to you, not only getting the information as agreed upon in the commitment that they made with you, but for you to actually get to see those details of the girls' lives?
It meant everything. Just to know that they're happy and healthy, and I can see how spoiled they are, and they don't want for anything.
Are there one or two things that you wished you would have known 13 years ago? It's been some time now, obviously, but, you know, thinking back to when you were pregnant and you were scared and you were still trying to decide and unsure about what you were going to do, what do you wish you would have known at that time that you now know?
That there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're not always going to feel helpless and hopeless and like you're stuck in this dark place forever.
Mm-hmm. That's a big, thing. Was yeah. that something that you struggled with for a period of time?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And so the pictures and letters helped you with that. What other things would you say were helpful to you when you were having tough days or tough times?
My family, that was a big one. And I was living with my parents at the time, and my mom decided that it was time to get a new dog. And
oh, okay.
That actually was a very big help because I was home with her all the time, and she was my baby. My mom likes to think that she was hers, but she was really mine. And that was really one of the biggest helps, was having to focus on her, and kind of took my mind off of other things for a while.
Mm-hmm. You had a little companion for a while.
Yeah.
So the grief is a big component of this. I'm glad that you mentioned that too. What about worries or fears that you had that your daughters wouldn't know about you, or what they would know about you?
Well, the adoptive parents were very open, saying that they were going to raise them knowing they were adopted. I sent a letter to both of them, both of the girls, and actually at the release hearing, I brought two little miniature Care Bears, one for each of them, and they were actually the ones that me and my sister had when we were growing up, not the exact same ones, but the same colors and, you know.
So what about the concept of choosing adoptive parents? When you first began contemplating the idea of adoption, was that something that was in your mind? Were you aware that this was an option to pick the adoptive parents and to meet them and get to know them?
I wasn't until I had talked to Paula.
Okay.
And that's so when she explained that there's the different levels of the openness and things like that.
A lot of women who choose adoption are really intimidated when it comes to meeting the family. And some of them are just, you know, in fear of being judged because of their circumstances. How would you respond to someone who would say that to you, who is you know, interested in making an adoption plan, but it's just unsure about this piece of the puzzle about picking a family and meeting them and being a little bit vulnerable? What would you say?
To not worry so much. I know it's hard, but I mean, I was nervous meeting them, but literally the moment that I walked into the room and laid eyes on them, I just felt comfortable.
Did you?
Yeah.
So what was the meeting like? What do you recall when you left from that meeting, how you felt, or maybe something that they said?
Well, I walked out of there just knowing that these were going to be my girl's parents.
You felt very sure.
Yes. I don't think it was any one thing in particular that they said or did. It was just something that I felt.
It felt right to you at that point.
Yes.
So obviously, time has passed. Can you share the insights that you've gained about adoption and the difficult decision to place a child for adoption? Let's talk about that a little bit. It's kind of a big topic, but
yeah. That it's not something to be ashamed of or embarrassed, or at least I feel that way. I don't hide the fact that I placed my girls. If somebody asks me about it, I'll tell them the whole story. I'll sit here for an hour and tell you everything that happened.
But there was a period of time, Stephanie, that you were not as open because you felt judgment. Is that true?
Yes. I didn't really have anybody really that close to me that was, you know, judging me. Just things that you hear on the news or on social media, things like that, where people say, well, you had the baby, you need to raise it, and how dare you give your child up? You're just, you know, abandoning them, and that's not it at all. I'm giving them a better life. I'm giving them everything that they deserve that I couldn't give them.
Right. And it's, I think you and I had a nice conversation about this off the air, but, you know, talking about taking the easy way out, this concept that, that you may have heard of about adoption is the easy way out. How would you respond to that? Because I know a lot of birth moms who might be feeling a little angered about that comment.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the farthest from the truth. It is the hardest decision that a woman will ever have to make.
Right. It's certainly not easy. And the concept of being responsible, you know, having an unplanned pregnancy and now having to deal with that pregnancy. I like what you said to me, Stephanie, and maybe you don't even recall it. Do you remember when we talked about this idea of people saying you need to be responsible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
am responsible.
There you go. That's how. Absolutely. Absolutely. This adoption was for you a responsible option to your unplanned pregnancy. And it was certainly not easy. But, you know, now you've come through that initial period of grief and 13 years later, and you have a new perspective a little bit on this and kind of where you've come from. And I know that you wear your adoption plan as a badge of honor, and I'm as you should. I'm glad that you do, Stephanie. So let's see what else is going on with you. Tell us how things are for you these days and what's happening in your life.
Well, I got married about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago.
Congrats.
I have a beautiful son that I'm raising.
Okay.
He just turned 6.
Fantastic.
And I've been lucky enough to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. I actually just yesterday returned to work after almost 7 years. So it's an adjustment, but I'm happy.
So you, 13 years ago, made a plan for adoption for your twin girls. Yet you moved on, not moved on, pardon me, that's not the right thing. You were able to move forward with your goals. You did the things that you wanted to for your life. I think this is something important I want to acknowledge, because I know that for women who are, you know, in the very difficult time of making a decision about an unplanned pregnancy and considering adoption, that the grief associated with this seems so big. It sometimes seems insurmountable, especially if we're going to include some of the stereotypes or lack of support from others. And so having you here today and hearing from you that your life goals continued on and that you did have a period of time of grieving, but that you're doing well, Stephanie, and that's awesome.
Yep.
And
I'm
so
in a very good place.
And you still have contact through pictures and letters with the adoptive parents and your daughters that you placed for adoption.
I do.
That right?
Yep. I just got another set of pictures and a letter last month.
And it means as much to you today as it did 13 years ago, right?
It does. Yep.
It does.
Although now the tears that I cry are more, I don't know if happy is the right word, but I'm not sobbing over the pictures, and they're tears of joy, I guess, because just seeing how big they are and how they're becoming young ladies, and I can see myself in both.
Oh, wow. Is it that special? Happy tears are good tears. Those are the good ones. So thank you, Stephanie, for today. And this is such a personal conversation that we're having. And I know that sometimes that's not easy. Choosing adoption, making a plan for your children is something that you've shared with us today and hopefully can speak to any listeners that are listening to the podcast right now. We would love to hear from you if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in receiving some information from Adoption Associates or connecting with Stephanie or other women that have walked the same path as Stephanie in making an adoption decision. We will continue for the month of November to highlight and tribute the decision of birth mothers to make an adoption plan. So we hope that you continue to stay with us. Next week, we'll be talking with Caitlin as she opens up and shares what it was like for her to make this decision and in her perspective of that as well. So we're excited for her story. Stephanie, thank you very much again for today.
Oh, thank you.
For those of you looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can reach us at 800-677-2367, or you can call, reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Stay tuned for next week as we continue to speak with and hear the heart of birth mothers. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.